The following meditation I call Myths About Grief, and it is intended to provide a safe forum in which to confront our early models for how to deal with grief, loss, trauma, and so forth. So to begin, I would like you to find a comfortable spot, whether you are seated or lying down, just so long as you are adequately supported. And we're going to begin by turning our attention inwards, taking note of our breath without any need to change it. Allowing the oxygen to fill your lungs and to release it in whatever rhythm feels comfortable for you. And I would like you to imagine that wherever your energy is tied up right now, like ribbons, you will slip it out of those entanglements and call your energy home now, allowing it to become centered and concentrated in your body. And I want you to allow your energy, almost like a stone through water, allow it to glide down the length of your torso, through your chest, your abdomen, into that space between your hips and your pelvis, allowing your energy to become rested and rooted there. Almost like a seed in your root and sacral chakras. The energy centers of base security and of relationships and connection. And I would like you to imagine your energy extending a thick taproot from between your legs, down through the floorboards of wherever you may be situated, down through the foundation into the earth's crust, where Mother Earth, Gaia, Asna, whatever you'd like to call her, receives your invitation and calls you down, inviting your roots through the layers of soil and rock and crust and water to her molten core, where you wrap your roots around her center and experience a great upwelling of nourishment, energy and vitality. And with every inhalation, you are drawing that energy into your body, up that taproot, and it spills into that place between your hips, nourishing that seed of your energy, allowing it to glow brighter and stronger, almost as if blowing on a hot coal. Again, every inhalation, breathing in that support and energy. And when you exhale, imagine as if it's blowing on a hot coal in your center, giving you a sense of life and vitality, potency. Now I want you to imagine a safe place. It might be somewhere in nature. It might be a room from your childhood home. It might be a treehouse or a classroom. Wherever you feel safe, I want you to call that image up in your mind. And I would like for you to invite those to whom you feel the most connected, people that you feel the closest to in your life. I would like you to invite them to join you in this space. In particular, people who were with you in your childhood, in the early phases of life. Just take note of who appears for you, how they stand and or where they sit in relation to you. What's their posture like? How do they regard you? How do you regard them? And I also want you to witness, as you look down, the energetic cords that connect you to these individuals. And just notice any subtleties. The color of the cord, its thickness or its thinness, its brightness. Perhaps its dimness, its texture, any other subtleties. Just witness and absorb the nature of your connection to those you have invited into your safe space. Now I want you to imagine that just on the edges of this space, if it's a room, it may be the walls. If it's a landscape, you might imagine a kind of bubble or fence. But I want you to imagine a kind of periphery. And I want you to imagine that you have complete control over this periphery. Only what you allow may enter and leave. Now I would like you to call to your mind's eye an early experience of loss. It need not be a traumatic loss, but an early experience for which you experienced grief, a sense of longing, of yearning, of lack. Perhaps a time when you'd never felt so miserable before. Perhaps a time when you did not know how to handle your feelings. And as you call that experience into your space, I would like you to witness how your loved ones respond. What advice do they give you? How do they act? It need not be words. It might be a feeling, a sense that you get. Or you may witness their behavior in your mind's eye. We're not imagining here, we're simply witnessing what unfolds. And as I recite the following myths about grief, I would like you to allow whichever ones resonate with you to appear in your mind's eye, almost like a photograph or a page in a magazine, and to see it flitter between you and your loved ones and become stuck to your skin. Don't feel bad. Replace the loss. Grieve alone. Give it time. Be strong for others. Keep busy. And if there are any myths in your life and among your family that I have not mentioned here, allow those too to float between you and your loved ones and to stick to you. Like paper mache. Now I want you for a moment to look down at yourself and to witness how you have been collaged with these myths, whether they be offered with good intention and love or not. But witness the pattern they create, how they have molded to your body, and how now you and your movement is constricted. Now I want you to take a deep breath. And with this deep breath, you are going to draw up a surge of energy from Mother Earth through that thick taproot, pulling it up almost as if it is a string of fire. Allow it to spill into your pelvic region, blowing on that hot coal of your energy. Warming your body. Drawing in more fiery energy. Blowing it out on your energy like a hot coal. Warming your body. And I want you to imagine that as you continue this process, the warmer you get, that collage, that papier-mâché, those myths, those stories that constrict, start to smolder. And gently, softly, they burn to ash and drift down to the ground or the floor. Like leaves falling from a tree. where they are absorbed into the earth, fed back to Mother Nature, who lives on this stuff, who needs this stuff, who transforms this stuff, allowing her to drink of it. And to shed those myths that may confine you. Breathe until it is all burned off. Now, on the next inhalation, when we draw up that loving energy from the earth, on the exhalation, I want you to imagine sending out your love through those cords that connect you to your lovers, to your friends, to your family. Sending your love to them and returning to them anything that no longer belongs to you. Any wisdoms, any myths, any patterns that they gave you that they really need back in order to learn the lesson that they must learn. And do this as many times as necessary. Breathing up the love and support of the earth, allowing it to fortify you. And then when you breathe out, just returning what does not belong with a feeling and a message of love to those that are important to you. Burning off anything that does not serve or belong. Allowing it to drop down and feed the earth to become alchemized and once more a part of all that is. And just witness for a moment how your loved ones respond when you give them your love and return to them what does not belong to you. We are not reacting. We are simply witnessing. And we are protected in our safe space. And once you feel you have come to a place of completion with that practice, we can send this early experience of loss, which we have now alchemized, back beyond the periphery, to be returned to the universe and all that is. Having absorbed the lessons and witnessed the patterns that may still impact our lives. And just breathe into that knowing, allowing it to sink in without any need to press for answers or interpretations. And again, turn your attention to the breath, the way the oxygen fills your lungs and the way you are releasing it. Returning your consciousness to this present moment. And when you feel you are ready, you may open your eyes and return to the room.